We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Daryl, wow. I did not see that coming, obviously, last night. Just a horrendous performance. And I got to tell you, Daryl, I'm getting a little sick of this, you know, this attitude from Baker and Freddie. Like that everybody's out to get them and the media hates them. And I'm kind of getting a little tired of this already. We kissed their butt the whole preseason. When they play well, we laud them. And every time we're critical fairly, and most of the criticism has been fair, they're touchy about it. I'm getting annoyed about this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You and me both. Yeah, no, I agree with you. And if you're going to run your mouth, if you're going to – you know, go at certain reporters, if you're going to, you know, be in 150 commercials and all those type of things and put yourself in the spotlight and that, you got to perform. You got to go out there and you got to deliver. And quite frankly, Baker Mayfield's not delivering. Plain and simple. And I understand he's still a young player. He's less than 20 starts into his NFL career. All understandable. But again, when you put yourself out there, and, you know, you're getting all this pub. I made the joke on Twitter this morning. Freddie Kitchens asked facetiously during training camp, what's a bullseye? Well, he's getting a front row seat to exactly what that bullseye means for him and his football team.
Daryl, how much blame do you put on the offensive line?
I put some blame on them, absolutely, but it's also on the quarterback. It's also on the receivers. It's on the tight ends and the running backs. I mean, the problem for the Browns right now, Dustin.
Yeah,
it's not one thing. It's everything. You know, it's.
But
not,
was it last week? They just dominated the Ravens. I don't know what happened.
I know
there was nothing wrong yet 24 hours ago.
But in five games this year they've played one decent game.
Play one great
Think
game.
Think about that.
One great game.
Yeah, I mean,
two OKs and two terribles.
I wouldn't even say the Jets game was okay.
I mean, they won.
Won by 20 points.
I mean,
at least gets an okay if you win by 20.
They played okay in that game.
Get an okay, Daryl.
I mean, come on.
Be that critical, Daryl?
Should have won him by 40.
Give him an okay.
Whatever. They won.
Okay.
I can't say it's a bad game when they won. It wasn't impressive, but they won. And at least the defense played well against the Rams. Yeah, the offense has been garbage 4 to 5 games. And I blame there's a lot of blame, but no, I'm not blaming Nick Chubb. You blame everybody else, not Nick Chubb.
No. No, Chubb's doing his part. The punter's doing his part.
That's it.
Everyone else. Well, Jarvis Landry's doing his part as well. But everyone
not
else,
tackling.
Man.
Not tackling.
He had a drop last night.
Well, he's still leading the team in receiving.
I'm not trying to be overly critical of Jarvis. Might need a little more leadership from Jarvis, though.
Agreed.
Or from somebody.
Yeah, from somebody, and I don't know where it's going to come from. I see a lot of alarm bells, and I know it's early, but there's some concerning trends here with this team. This is going to go one of two ways. It's going to get ugly in a hurry, or it's going to turn around in a quick way, and everything's going to be okay. But I think it starts with the head coach. I really do.
He's doing a poor job.
I'm not impressed with him at all. I think this would be a better football team with a veteran head coach. I'd like to know how much more veteran on the job training he requires before he starts to get it as a head coach. He's starting to sound like Hugh Jackson a little bit. I need to coach better. I need to do this better. Like, we know. We see it. We watch the games too, Freddie. Okay? Yeah, you're right. Everybody needs to do their job. Well, whose job is it to get those guys to do their job? It's yours. You have the most talent to work with in 30 years. There, you know, I'm not impressed with him at all. And he needs to get it together. He needs to get it together in a hurry because he's got two more head coaches that could, quite frankly, hand him his lunch and run circles around him in the same fashion that we saw Mike Vrabel, that we saw Sean McVay, and the way we saw Kyle Shanahan last night run around the Cleveland Browns. So Freddie's got to get together here in a hurry.
Listen,
it's still sore. I mean, people are
overreacting
like,
a little.
Way overreacting on this.
I mean, did he outcoach Harbaugh last week, one of the best coaches in the league?
He did. And in this week, he got...
He's outcoached one guy in five games.
Yeah,
I went 2-3, and you could be 3-3 here going to the bye, Daryl.
I mean, they deserve to be crushed, but I think we're all,
in terms of talking about job security and stuff,
I'm not advocating he should be fired around. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is Freddie needs to get it together.
He has not done a good job.
Because if he doesn't get it together, this team isn't getting it together, and they're going to be one of the biggest flops in the league this year.
And then if they beat the Seahawks next week, we're going to talk about, wow, they've won two. It's crazy, right? Week to week, if they beat the Seahawks next week, we're going to be like, okay, that was awful against the Niners. But look, two of the last 3 weeks, they had good wins against great coaches.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly confident that's actually going to happen.
Well, but so. Last night you and I were confident they were going to win, and last week me too, were confident they were going to lose. So you just never know week to week.
Never know.
Yeah, they're as Freddie opened with, it's a roller coaster right now, and they are they're in a deep valley with the issues that they got to get straightened out in a short amount of time.
I agree with you.
You got to get Baker straightened out. Okay, he doesn't look comfortable. He's not accurate. Those are very, very alarming things. The offensive line isn't playing well. They're desperately trying to get Odell Beckham involved in this offense any way they can. That was very evident last night. I still don't know why Antonio Callaway played as much as he did, considering he hadn't seen a football field in 8 weeks. That made zero sense to me.
Well,
there's no excuse for that. I don't care how good of a player you think the guy is. He didn't even know where to line up last night. On the defensive side, you know, 1 week they're good against the run, the next week they're not. And then the next week they're good, and the next week they're not. You know, they're too Jekyll and Hyde on the defensive side of the ball. And the 49ers came in knowing exactly what they wanted to do the Cleveland Browns, and they did it at will. They effortlessly did it. So there's a lot of things that this coaching staff has to get corrected. That's what worries me most, is the fact that there's so many things that they have to fix. It's not what you say, well, if they just do this, they're in great shape. No, there's like 20 things they need to fix here for this thing to be on the track that we all expect it to be on.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're not perfect. I don't know that they're that far away. You know, they got their doors blown off last night in a tough spot. To do what you did against Baltimore, that just doesn't happen by chance. You know, they're very talented. They just got to figure out a way to put it together. And I think Freddie, and I'm not being a Freddie apologist, because I'll rip him just like everybody else, because I think he's got a long way to go here. But he's coached five games in the National Football League as a head coach.
Well, he's been a head coach for five games, period.
Yeah, in his life.
He's never been a head coach.
He's never been a head coach. Yeah, he's never been a head coach before, too.
And so there has to be some semblance of patience. And again, I understand that. But, you know, they didn't hire him to learn how to be a head coach. They hired him to win football games immediately. You know what I mean?
And he's like won a couple to start the season and has a chance to go to the bye 500. I mean, it's a tough start to the year. I mean, who thought they were going to be 4-2 going to the bye? Did you?
No, I said they'd be 500. I said they needed to be 4-4 through eight games. And they are in jeopardy of being below 500. And my thing is I don't think they make the playoffs if they're 2-5, even with the cupcakes that they.
Here's the thing,
Buffalo,
though, right? Daryl. Here's the
division.
Buffalo,
very.
Here's the thing. This is the only division in football where two teams are not even in play. Okay, the
right.
Steelers and Bengals are not a factor at all. Whatever, like, we'll do scoreboard watching as we go through the season.
Because, well, the Jets and the Dolphins Browns aren't really a
because the Browns could make the playoffs at 8-8, Daryl.
They could win the division at
8-9
maybe.
Seven.
Definitely 9-7 they could. The Ravens ain't winning more than 9 games.
That's the point.
Probably not.
So for a first year, you still have a chance here.
Listen, we're all angry.
We are. I'm
we're
pissed off.
Angry.
That was embarrassing last
night. Daryl's right. Freddie's not doing a good job. Baker stunk. We also don't want to turn it into, well, this is what they are and they stink, because none of us were saying that 24 hours ago.
Oh, no. There's a lot of season left. But my point is if Freddie doesn't get it together, if Baker doesn't get it together, then this thing's going to go off the rails.
That's true. Yes.
That is true.
I mean, and maybe I didn't articulate that well enough. That's my whole point to this. I'm not advocating that Freddie should be fired and they got to make – no, none of that. He's a young head coach, first-time head coach. He's got to learn. He's going through a process of here of learning. The thing is, though, when you put a team together that's expected to win immediately, you know, just it's tough to have that patience while the guy's, you know, figuring some stuff out. That's my point.
Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. You know, there was a lot of talking in the NFL.com article from Bosa, from Sherman. He lied about the handshake, whatever reason. But the rest of those comments were fair, right? And there is this attitude from the Browns, like they of course they're going to be good because you know we're going to be good, but we don't know that they're going to be good. And you know, I wonder, you know, Baker is who he is. He's probably not going to change, and Freddie's not asking him to. But I wonder if at some point maybe I don't know, probably not, right? He's just going to be who he is. But if he doesn't back it up, he's going to get humiliated time and time again.
Absolutely. You know, right now, and this is the other part of the equation about having the bullseye on your back, you know. Everyone's doing victory laps today after that performance from a national perspective. Anyone that didn't believe in Baker or doesn't believe in Freddie or any, you know, right now everybody's doing a victory lap today. See, told you, Baker stinks. You know, he can't play at this level. He's runs his mouth too much. He's in too many commercials. He wants to be the hype guy and all this other stuff, and he can't. This is the price you pay, though, when you put yourself out there like that. I don't have a problem with Baker being who he is. I think it's worked for him up to this point. I think it can continue to work for him. I think what he does need to learn how to do, though, is what Tom Brady has. And that is, you know, Brady's still angry about being a sixth-round pick. It's the driving force behind all his Super Bowl championships. But what he has done is he's found a masterful way of using that as his fuel and his motivation, and maybe isn't as public about it. And I think that Baker will, as he gets older here, hopefully learn how to use those things that inspire him or that fuel him, that he feeds off of. I've been saying today, I've done a lot of interviews today. I think, you know, Baker's a guy, he needs an antagonist from a football perspective, whether he needs to have a beef with a reporter, whether he needs to have a beef with a player or whatever, right? And that always elicits a controversy and conversation and all those type of things. I think Baker needs to find a way to refine that a little bit so he can still have that driving negative energy that he fuels off of, but maybe so that when he does struggle a little bit, that, you know, everybody's not jumping up and down on him and waiting to pounce and do victory laps.
All right, Darryl, let's just wrap it with this. This defense, what do we do with this defense? I mean,
they played three really good games in a row before.
They have, but yeah, they got gas yesterday.
Well, last night was a night where they needed, in my opinion, I think they needed a third linebacker out there. Okay, I think that hurt them. The fact that they did not have a third linebacker out there on a regular basis. At some point this week, I'm going to ask about Jannard, like why he has completely disappeared and fallen off the face of the earth. He's not even active on Sundays. But I think, to your point earlier, Dustin, I think you chalk it up to a bad night at the office for everyone on that side of the ball. You took your licks, you come back, and you get ready for the next week here. But I really, really give a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan because he really schematically beat the daylights out of the Browns on both sides of the football.
All right, Darryl. Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.